5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Drop your location, she thinks she's me or some. Put on my chains, now she thinks she's me or some. She keeps a Glock in her bag, she thinks she's me or some. VVS rocks with the cash, she thinks she's me or some. Anyone that's in a relationship with me, you have a choice. It's me or someone else. So if it's not me, you have a choice of about 9 billion people. So that takes the pressure off somewhat, doesn't it? If you didn't go out with me, there's still like 9 billion other people. Well, like 4.5 billion people, if you want to stick to the gender you like, old-fashioned. What I'm saying is, it takes the pressure off us, doesn't it? Because if we split up, then there's lots of other choices, aren't there? Around 4 billion other choices. What's that? Sorry? What's that? If we split up, you're going to kill yourself? What on earth are you talking about? I just told you there's like over 4 billion other people for you out there. The only reason you were with me is chance. It's complete chance. We bumped into each other. You didn't look through those 4 billion other people and go, oh, no, that's the one. This is the one that's much better and far more compatible with me than anyone else. Yeah, you're saying I'm the one, but just on pure numbers, I'd imagine there's at least like 500 million people you get on with better than me. I'm not even in the top 500 million. And you're what? You're going to kill yourself if we split up. But of course you're not going to kill yourself, are you? Because as I've subsequently learned, that's just gaslighting, isn't it? That's a way to keep someone in a relationship they want to get out of. Which is their right, by the way. Yes, it's painful. Yes, it's hurtful. But it's not a reason to kill yourself or anyone else. If it's not me, then it's someone else. It's 4 billion other people. You now have a fresh choice. We're not barn owls. We don't mate for life, usually. Who has sold you this lie that it's me or no one else? No, it's me or someone else. I haven't thought this through at all. Remember the excitement of kissing? Having sex with a new person? That's brilliant, isn't it? Yeah, okay, probably won't be as good as it was with me, but it will be good. 4 billion people, someone's going to be nearly as good as me. What's that? They won't be as attractive as me. What is attractive? Me? Well, yeah, but someone else will be attractive, I'm sure. Possibly. Personality, I mean, yeah, mine is pretty amazing, but incredibly good SOH, and I constantly hide my existential depression, so it never really affects a relationship, but someone else will be... I don't know. Will be even half as good. Maybe you're right. Maybe you should kill yourself. I don't know. Just putting it out there. Maybe I'm worth that. Maybe no one comes close. Oh no. Maybe that's been the problem all along. That I'm so fucking amazing that not one of the 4 billion other people comes close. Oh. Oh no. Oh no. Lots of love.